wouldn't know the time you would listen to this. That's why I cannot say good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. I'm just saying hello, good day. Trust you've been keeping safe. Hope you are getting ready for Christmas. It's usually a very an interesting period. Jesus was born, and then if Jesus was not born, we wouldn't have any reason to be calling ourselves Christians. There wouldn't be any reason for our faith, but thank God, He's the reason for this season. So, back to our episode, we've been looking at A to Z of marriage. And in the last session, we stopped in J. So, today, we are looking at K. Yeah, the letter K. Keep the fire of your love burning always. You know, there's a tendency that people's love for each other will always wax cold. Yeah, the tendency is there. But like we know, marriage is all about responsibility. If you truly desire to have a good home, you must be ready to make it work. Yes, it's all about work. When you realize that the fire, the intensity at which the love for each other used to be is gradually dwindling, all you need to do is just to rekindle. Look back. Look at the things you were doing before that you're no longer doing. As long as you both have the time, why not? Keep doing it. That is what will keep the fire of your home burning. If not, someone else might help you to burn, to keep the fire of your home burning. That won't be your portion in Jesus' name. So, do not let the fire of your love to burn out. Keep it burning always in Jesus' name. So, L. So, I say love. Love is an embodiment of so many things. If you love someone, you will listen to the person. So what I tagged this down is about listening. It really takes someone that listens to you, as in the ability that someone is able to listen to you is enough reason for you to tell that the person is in love with you. Not just listening, but you know, getting every detail. As a couple, you have to listen to each other on a deeper level, not just on the surface. There are some people that will just listen, you know. When you ask them, okay, what was the last thing I said? They will not be able to tell you exactly what you said. That's not listening. They are present, but they are physically present, but you know, their mind is absent from what you are saying. There should be a connection. If you are listening to me, your heart should be connected to what I'm saying. And you always, you know, have a solution. Even if you don't have a solution, at least the word of advice that you will give will go a long way. That's what it takes. And then M. You have to make eye contact a major way of nonverbal communication. Yeah. But that's when you might be in the midst of people and you don't want someone else to know what you're saying to your spouse or to the person you're going out, but what you're saying to someone you're in a relationship with. But because they know you too well and they've come to study your non-verbal, you know, means of communication, they'll be able to pick it without any iota of doubt. So try to make eye contact a major way of non-verbal communication in your relationship. And then we have N. Never ever give up on the one you love. Yes. It's not easy to say I love you, I love you. then suddenly the person just, a disappointment shows up, and you're like, oh my God, this is part of the love. Never ever give up on the one you love. Yeah, the Bible says that Christ so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and this only begotten son is Jesus. So if God had given up on us the moment Adam sinned, I mean, we wouldn't all be here. But he never gave up on us. That is why the Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. So, he's the only role model we have in our journey. Never, ever give up on the one you love. And also, we should never also underestimate what they can do and undo. It's very, very important. Never you underestimate what they can do and undo. And then the last alphabet, you know, you are taking it 5-5, and then the last one is actually going to be 6. So we're talking about offenses. As long as you're in a relationship, as long as you're married, offenses will definitely come. But the responsibility lies on us to know what to do when it comes. That's why when we talked about F, we talked about forgiveness. You need to settle it deep down in your heart that I need to really be a forgiver. I need to make room for these offenses because they will come. And the Bible says we should forgive what? Countless times, 70 times. I mean, you can't count it. So if you keep counting, you offended me yesterday, you offended me today, you offended me this morning, you will get tired. So that's why the Bible gave us that long rope. So no matter what the person does, let it be that you will always forgive. Offenses will definitely come, but don't let them make you lose focus. Express how you feel. It's advisable not to talk when you are angry. Yes, talking from my experience, the tendency to say the wrong things as at then is 100%. So we should all learn how to control ourselves when we are angry, so that we don't say things that, you know, someone like, no, I can't just forget it. We are all human beings. We know that we are a work in progress. We know we are ambassadors. But then let's be careful so that we don't keep building offenses and making people that we love get hurt over and over. Thank you so much for your time. Till I come your way again, I remain your host and your uncle, Her Excellency Meme. God bless you.